The following program is being broadcast on the Amazing Women of Power, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International.
This show contains motivational language and may not be suitable for negative listeners.
Made up, I'm gonna follow all my dreams. I've had enough of these annoying and distracting schemes. I'll choose my friends because apparently they're choosing me. The time is now to pay attention to my destiny.
From his humble studio in Orange County, California, comes a young songwriter with a dream, encouraging others to go after their dreams. Learning from the best in the business and passing it along to you, it's Strongwriter on the radio.
I had the blues, but I made it better, baby. And that's why I wrote this song. And now you can sing along, yeah.
My mind's made up to open my heart and soul to the music and let it touch all the right places to relieve the stress that comes with life. You're listening to Strongwriter on the radio, and my name is Dean Olson. Welcome to the show. I am so delighted to have as my guest today Leah Longo. She is from Montreal, Quebec, in Canada. For more information, you can go visit her website. It is www.leahlongo.com, and you will be captivated by both her beauty and her musical talent. You're going to love this. But let's get to know her. She is on the phone with me right now. Leah Longo, welcome to Strongwriter on the radio. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. The pleasure is mine, Leah. I was really excited to finally speak with you and talk about your music. I heard you were, according to a friend who sent me an email, that you were a very talented and beautiful artist from Montreal. And I wholeheartedly agree. I have fallen in love with your music, Leah. It is fantastic.
Thank you.
And I'm not just saying that because you are a guest on the show. This is really up my alley. I love jazz. And you have a very unique approach to the way you create your music. I was just wondering if you could briefly describe your music, Leah?
I had a rough time, actually. It took me a long time to try to pin it down to a specific genre, because it has a little bit of jazz, a little bit of pop melody, and my latest influence and discovery, well, it's been 7 years now, of mantra music from India.
Wow.
So I came up with mantra jazz, and I realized, I think there is one person who has done it in the past, but it's quite new, I think, mantra with jazz.
Are you saying that you did not invent this? You didn't coin the term mantra jazz? It's already been done?
Well, I actually did call it mantra jazz, and then because I couldn't, my friend actually Guru Ganesha, who is a famous, he's into sacred chant artists, because that's what really we do. We chant mantras, so we're considered sacred chant artists. But I loved jazz music because that was my upbringing. So I couldn't just say sacred chant. I wanted to include that term in there, and so I said, well, how about mantra jazz? And then I looked it up. And I saw there was a few instrumentalists, never vocal, but instrumentalists that had done it before, Chick Corea and other musicians, John McLaughlin. And I'm like, oh, cool. It actually exists. So I think it's called mantra jazz, but I don't know. I just put all elements together because music that really spoke to me in my heart, and
of course,
and I want it to be true. And so I don't know what, didn't know what to call it.
That's really important to be true. I was wondering when you actually got started in music. I'm trying to figure what came first, the your Zen attitude, as it's described, or your music.
The pop came first. I was a huge Madonna fan. I still am. I'm not as much as before, but the pop. I was always into pop, and I love a great melody. I'm a really fanatic for really great tunes. And then as I grew up, I did a lot of weddings and parties and I learned a lot of standards. And then in school, I studied jazz because, as you know, this is beautiful. The jazz music is just unbelievably gorgeous, and the melodic content is just amazing. I mean, you know, in those days, the way they structured a song and the chords and the melody, it's just so hooky. And so I became very, very interested in jazz music, and I studied it, and I did a lot of shows in Montreal here with that music. And then I went back into pop, and then later on I discovered Mantra, actually just 7 years ago. So really, Mantra is really quite new to me, but I always stick to all music. It's just right now I'm pursuing more of the Mantra music, but I never really let go of the jazz influence because of the melodic and the beautiful stories behind the songs.
Yeah, I totally agree. Beautiful stuff. And yours must be an interesting story, Leah. You know, I read that you have a Catholic upbringing, and today you have a passion for nada yoga and chanting. Quite a left turn. Is this something that's new in your life?
No, actually, I was practicing some yoga in 2006, and then I was searching for my yoga at the time, and so I had come across really it was pretty coincidence in this India trip where you can go practice yoga, and I called the lady up, and she had mentioned to me that it wasn't yoga as we know it. It's very different, and it's not your, you know, asanas, your physical yoga. She told me it was called yoga chanting, and I had never heard that term before.
Uh-huh.
Yoga chanting. What is yoga chanting? So I had told her that, and I said, after that, I said, oh, well, that sounds really interesting. I'd really like to come.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I don't think you understand. We sit down. We don't do any postures. And I said, that's okay. I had mentioned to her, I said, well, I'm a pop, and I'm a singer. I do pop and jazz. And she, so funny, she said, no, this is definitely not for you. There's no place for the ego in this sort of retreat. And so I said, no, I'm really interested. So anyway, I did go. And, it was very transformative. I mean, here we are, a group of people, and we're chanting every day mantras, and we're just closing your eyes, and we're really getting into the mantra, which is a sacred text.
Uh-huh.
And every day we would do this, and then eventually you become the mantra. It's a meditation, and it really requires the individual to concentrate or reflect in order to, you know, relax the body and just, you know, tune out, you know, take away your mental chatter and what have you. So I became hooked on it. And then when I came back to Montreal, I studied Kundalini yoga. I became a Kundalini instructor and just really went in-depth study of mantra music. And then that's how I discovered the mantra music.
Wow.
I've been doing that since it's about 7 years now, and started a whole community here. Well, kind of tried to get it even bigger. I mean, this has been going on for centuries in India, but Montreal, was not very developed. And then just recently I wanted to go back to my roots, and that's, you know, jazz and pop, and that's how the new album came about. But mantra is quite new for me. I still consider myself really, really, very virgin to this sort of music, but I'm so grateful to have discovered that in India on my yoga trip.
Well, that's wonderful. That's a long explanation. No, that's wonderful. But it sounds like you've taken the two disciplines, you know, your jazz, your musical roots, and you've married it with the Zen, you know, being a yogini or whatever it is that you're doing now. It sounds like you're very centered, and I get the feeling that just by listening to it, I told you I fell in love with the music when I heard it. It is has very a calming, very serene. It's a very serene experience, as far as I'm concerned. It's very nice stuff. I don't know how more eloquently to put it, because it's. I only hear it and I get a feeling when the music hits me.
Well, that's perfect. That's exactly what we need to get. It's just a feeling, a relaxed state, and just to let go of all thoughts and just be in the present moment. So if the music brings you to that, that's, we're in the right place, and it's very healing. And that's the whole goal.
Yeah.
So I'm happy.
Well, Leah, can you tell me a little bit about what you're currently doing? You've like many artists, you're working on a CD, an album, and I'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, my new album, it's complete. It's done. It's actually presently even available on iTunes as a pre-release. It's going to be launched on August 20, and it's called Songs of a Siren.
Okay, Songs of a Siren.
And I'm, you know, really just building, just releasing that, and going to be touring the album, and just always really concentrating on music and events, and that's basically it at this present moment. I've founded yoga music festivals, and I've been really active with producing events as well, and now with this new CD, just focusing on the CD and the work needs to be behind it now with the touring and the promotion and all that. So really just focusing on singing and doing concerts.
Shows you how removed I am away from the world you're describing. I don't know anything about a yoga music festival. What in the world goes on there? Is it, let me take a guess, chanting?
Yeah, you do a lot of chanting. Actually, in California, there's a huge yoga festival called Bhakti Fest, and all day it's just chanting. And it's a wonderful festival, and I pretty much organized one here in Montreal where we chant all day long, and there's also yoga classes as well with different yoga teachers. And it's just a melting pot of just love all over, and just different styles of yoga teachers and chants, and just, you know, different ways to connect with your own center and your own union, and your, just to feel the bliss inside and the joy in our hearts that we have when we allow ourselves to feel that way by shedding our mental, you know, or all our thoughts that we have in our mind, then we open up, and that's what yoga music festival is all about. It's just feeling the bliss and being present and being mindful.
Yeah.
And
sounds like you have a blast when you're there.
Yeah.
No, it sounds nice.
That's pretty much it, but a lot more to it, but
Well, I guess in 7 or 8 years' time, it has become a way of life for you. Do you feel that it has helped you personally and creatively?
Yes. It really helped me regain a really healthy state of well-being, and not allowing the little things in life to get to you, because stress is a major disease in our life, and it's so important to not take things so seriously.
Got that.
Because you know, life is short, and you got to enjoy the time. And you know, it really has helped me to cope with a lot of situations where you would get upset about certain things, and then they just don't bother you anymore. And it's great, because living a life free of any angst or any, which is hard. I'm not saying I'm, perfect at it, but the yoga and the chanting has definitely helped a great deal.
Cool.
I owe all of it to that, and it really changes you, and it changed me, so really grateful.
I'm not trying to actually sell anybody that's listening that they should do it too, but I'm always open to knowing how this can benefit, your soul, your well-being. I think it's important to do that. And I have a lot of stress as well. I have to deal with it in certain ways. Sometimes it's not so good to have this in your life, the stress, but it's what we as humans have to deal with.
We do. We all have stress, and, mantra yoga or meditation, it alleviates everyday stresses. We need to just accept it and choose the form that pleases us, whatever yoga, whatever modality. There's so many healing modalities too out there, so I chose mantra yoga, which is the chanting of mantras, but there's so many ways, different types of yoga as well. So it really, really, really helps a lot to help with our daily stresses that everybody has. So everybody should try it at least once.
And sometimes when you tried it, I'm talking to you now, Leah, you tried it once, obviously you're still doing it. Was it an overnight transformation, or did it take a few times before you got the hang of how to, you know, how to properly breathe or concentrate or meditate or whatever's involved.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because when it was my first time, I was in India, and here I was with a paper and a pen and asking the teacher, I was like so much in my left brain, so what I'm taking notes. She said, just be patient, be present. It took me like 3 days before I actually let go and say, okay, you know, and when we were chanting one of the chants, that's when I just started feeling a really big shift. In fact, I had tears come down my face. And I said, whoa, what's going on here? I never felt so connected, not even with the songs that I had written on my previous albums, which were pop rock, when the lyrics I'd written, I didn't even have that connection with my own lyric as much as I had with that specific experience with the healing mantra that we were chanting that day. So when I realized that, and then I said, well, what are we chanting? In fact, I thought everybody was on something. And those last few days, I was like, it's impossible. Everybody's so happy all the time here. So I'm like, I was having all these, you know, ideas in my mind. And then finally, when I let go and I allowed the mantra to chant along and to really let myself be in the present moment, that's when I realized, oh my God, you know, there's so much stuff here. Wow, I'm really connecting. And you really, really, it's like you're mirroring, you're connecting your own self with your center, your breathing, your joyful. It's really an amazing feeling. And, you know, it's for some, you can get that right away. And then it's like a natural buzz, really. That's what I call it. I call it when we do a cure, it's actually called Kirtan, which it's a sort of yoga. It's call and response. We chant back. So I chant a melody and then they chant back. So it becomes a meditation upon the repetition. And then once you do that for about, you know, a half hour, an hour, you start to really feel the effects. But I didn't feel it right away either. It took me a couple of times, a couple of days. But some people, when they come to our classes, they get it right away. So they're the lucky ones. But that's good, you know. I mean, to each his own, so.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Kirtan. I noticed that you made a couple of CDs. One of them had to do with, you know, peace chants. It had to do with Kirtan. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Peace chants was a collection of mantras. And it was basically 10 songs, 10 mantras that we were chanting a lot in our Kirtan classes. And then eventually I said, well, you know, maybe we should do a CD so people can go home and chant along. And so that's what we did. And so peace chants is basically that, a collection of those 10 chants. And then I had done one previous to that as well, Zen Voyage, which is also a CD of 10 mantras, and that's more relaxed CD. It's very more ambient, and a lot of massage therapists use it in their sessions. And so that one as well is a mantra CD, and then this latest one, Songs of a Siren, is actually English text with mantras together.
I noticed that there was a song on there, Jaya, Love. Am I correct?
Correct, Jaya.
Yeah,
Jaya means victory. Victory to love. It's a love chant CD, so all of the songs are related to love and in the positive light.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Jaya, I know a little bit about that word. Just that's Mahabharata or something like that. Is that correct?
Yep.
I don't know too much about any of the... I'm firmly planted in the West, not in the East, so a lot of this is very foreign to me. As a matter of fact, you traveled to India, as you were telling me.
Yeah, I was very lucky that, you know, I mean, you could discover this anywhere, but I discovered it in India, which was really nice because I got to chant with some chanting masters, and it's just unbelievable how connected everybody is when they're chanting, and you know, when they're not chanting, I mean, it was just unbelievable. They're just happy, much happier than we are here in the West, and they have a lot less, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes you realize that, you know, when you open your heart and you have love and you're just happy within yourself, that's the best, that's the only thing you need to know and need to ask for. So Jaya to love, you know, it's just victory to love. When you have love, you got everything. So
when I look in your eyes, I see love hypnotizing me, and that gets me your heart. I hear thoughts
So smooth and jazzy with a twist. This is going to be a great CD, Leah. You wrote a lot of the material that's on it, but you also sang some standards. Can you tell me just a bit about that?
I wanted to fuse the jazz and the pop and the mantra all together. So I chose three standards that I thought would fit with the love chant idea. And so Fever, that everybody knows, quite popular standard, everybody, including Madonna, sang it, Peggy Lee, Eva Cassidy. I chose Fever, and then I actually added a mantra to it, which was really interesting to find. And then I said, well, this mantra fits. And so that's one of them.
I love the way you put the chanting in there, Leah. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
A little different. Okay, so go ahead. You were telling me about the other standards that you sang. Go ahead.
There's Here's to Life, which is a standard that was popularized by Barbara Streisand, I believe in the 80s. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I added a Loka Samasta Sukino Bhavan too, which is sort of a peace chant as well, to that song. And then the very popular The Very Thought of You, and I also added a chant to that one. So there's three standards on the album, and in the rest of the songs I pretty much wrote the lyric, except for two of them, which my musical partner, my musician friend who does kirtans with me, he wrote two other songs on the CD, and I added a mantra to them. So it has a little bit of standards, jazz standards, and then the rest as well have the same flavor but the original text. So I'm pretty excited about that, and waiting to see what, you know, how people will react to it.
Yeah, like myself. I love the flavor of it. I mean, it's it harkens back to the mid-80s when I was listening to a female jazz artist like Basha or Sade. Was this what you perhaps envisioned in your mind it to sound like, or did you owe that to somebody else as a producer?
No, I actually produced it myself. I would always ask people around, and nobody really got it. They was like, well, how do you? So I said, you know what, I'm just gonna do it. And because it's a little bit hard to describe. I used to tell people, I tell my musicians, well, I want it to sound like Sade-esque with mantra and jazz. And they would look at me and they say, that's really interesting. And I'm like, yeah, how are you going to do that? I thought you were going to help me. So I said, you know what, let me find first the standards I'm going to do, and then we'll take it from there. So Fever was the first song we recorded in the studio, and I had found this really good loop and the mantra, and I said, and Fever has, has chords, but not, it doesn't travel too much, the chord structure. So I started singing, and then I just started singing this mantra in between, and I said, okay, that's it. And then so I said, just play, very smooth and what have you. So I started one song, and everybody's like, yeah, that makes sense. That sounds exactly what you wanted. And I sang it in a very low key, keeping it really innocent, and because I love Sade as well. And the smooth jazz approach, because I love the album should be very smooth, and I like singing in that register. It makes me feel good. So I took on the responsibility, and I just continued on producing it myself with the help of my team, and really proud. I didn't think I'd be able to pull it off, but I did. And so it's interesting when you just dare to try something, and then it starts taking shape.
Yes, indeed. Dare to try something. I love it. That is what we're going to leave you with until next time, when we have part two of my interview with Leah Longo. What a wonderful woman. I can't wait for you to hear more about this woman and her multifaceted musical career. You're going to love part two. So please hang in there, and thank you very much for listening to Songwriter on the Radio, helping songwriters stay musically fit. Thank you, Leah Longo. I enjoyed you and your music, and can't wait to hear you next week. This is Dean Olson wishing you a wonderful weekend. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Songwriter on the Radio with your host, Dean Olson, on the Amazing Women and Men of Power, the world's leading positive programming network powered by Raven International.